At 6:06, we have fog, mist, 29 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of only 36. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Use caution as you travel about this morning. The fog and mist freezing in some locations on the roadways. The road's not in terrible shape, but you do need to watch the bridges and the overpasses this morning. We have had our first flu death this season in Oklahoma. It is not too late to get your flu shot.
We just take the stance as public health officials that we believe a yearly flu vaccine for everyone over 6 months of age is the best means of protection, regardless of which types of strains are out there.
That is Caitlin Snyder with the Tulsa City County Health Department. The death was here in Tulsa County. Officials say it was an adult. So far, over 70 people have been hospitalized this season with the flu. The chief operating officer of the Oklahoma Health Department backs Governor Fallon's position not to create an Oklahoma health care exchange. Julie Cox Kane tells the OETA there are still too many unknowns.
Cost associated with it, the rules that are associated with building an exchange, even the flexibilities that would actually be afforded to the state are not yet developed by the federal government. And so the governor's been put in a situation of having to make a decision in a very, very short period of time.
She says creating a new entitlement could eventually put the state on the hook for funding the plan. Oklahoma's longest-serving statewide official is scheduled to take his oath of office in a career that has spanned four decades. Corporation Commissioner Bob Anthony will take his fifth consecutive oath of office today in the commissioner's courtroom at the Jim Thorpe Building in Oklahoma City. Well, you have only a few more days to get your property tax paid. Tulsa County Treasurer Dennis Simler says the deadline is Monday.
Taxpayers have until December 31st to pay the first half of their property taxes, and as long as one half of the taxes are paid by December 31st, then the taxpayer has until the last day of March to pay the second half of the taxes.
He says if you don't pay at least one half of the taxes by Monday, you will be penalized 1.5% each month. Yesterday morning, we were telling you about a fire at the Pomeroy Apartments here in Tulsa. Well, this morning we can tell you that was an arson fire. Officials are looking for a person of interest in connection with that case. IMSA is collecting clothing for the community in need this winter for preparation of the bitter cold. This is IMSA's Kelly Brewer.
IMSA's been collecting hugs this winter, and that stands for hats, underwear, gloves, and socks. And we are always taking those donations, and we would welcome any warm weather items, and that would be very important to keep folks that either don't have consistent housing or they don't have comfortable housing.
She says if you don't have good heating, be sure and make plans to stay with friends in case of winter storms. The 5.6 earthquake that shook Oklahoma back in November of 2011 has shattered a damaged historic building in downtown Tulsa. The Excalibur Building, best known for housing the downtown Arby's, was closed this week. That building was constructed between 1913 in 1917. Our weather forecast, freezing drizzle this morning, overcast with a high of 36. Skies will clear and it will be very cold tonight, 16 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and cool with a high of 40. Sunday, sunshine and 44. And for New Year's Eve, a 60% chance of rain and a high of 39. National Weather Service radar showing some light rain between Tulsa and Oklahoma City this morning, maybe mixed with a little bit of snow and freezing drizzle. Right now in Tulsa, we do have fog, mist, and 29 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.